This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This is what got all the boys over here on the right side up. Look at the path of that baseball. Short and sweet. You usually think of a bigger guy getting long.
And he's holding both hands on the bat the entire time. It's pure bat speed. It's pure power. It's leverage. And right now, he's got a lot of people around him.
He sure does. Give me some space.
He's got the entire Dominican Republic that's here in the stadium right there with him. And Paul Skeens as well.
Really fun last night. O'Neill Cruz hits 21 homers in the first round. Falls short against Cal Raleigh, the big dumper who won the whole thing. But 21 ding-dongs for O'Neill Cruz. A 513-foot blast. He was awesome last night. He was, if not Cal Raleigh, the star of the home run derby. That's why he was there. I said last week that I didn't think O'Neill Cruz deserved to be part of the home run derby based on the season he had had. He was 39th in the league in home runs. And I stand by that. I do. I wanted bigger stars there. I wanted the Aaron Judges of the world, the Shohei Ohtanis of the world. Major League Baseball obviously disagreed, and O'Neill Cruz proved why he was perfect for the event last night. There's no doubt about that. I was not rooting against him like Andrew Filippone. I think that's kind of nasty. I wanted him to win. I wanted O'Neill Cruz to win the $1 million. I wanted O'Neill Cruz to make Pittsburgh proud. He fell short, but he has nothing to hang his head about. And again, he was, if not for Cal Raleigh, the star of the show, and he might have been anyhow. Jason Stark, big-time baseball writer, put this on Twitter right after the game. O'Neill Cruz won't be moving on. But he had himself a night for the ages in this derby, wound up with 10 home runs of 470 feet or longer, including one of 498, a 513-footer that tied Aaron Judge for the longest non-Coors Derby home run in the StatCast era. He led this field in wows, just not home runs. And isn't that O'Neill Cruz, guys? In a nutshell, O'Neill Cruz, prolific, hits ball hard guy, not great baseball player. O'Neill Cruz led the event in wows last night, but didn't win the event. That's O'Neill Cruz. He always leaves you wanting more. And I'm not going to crush the guy's performance. He should be proud of what he did. He brought joy. He brought fun. That's what the event's about. But that is the story of O'Neill. He makes you go, whoa, all the time. Exit velocity, throwing the ball 105 miles an hour from center field. galloping from first to third, stealing 29 bases in the first half of the season. He'll make you go, whoa, I've never seen X before. But then you look at the overall statistics, and he's 3% better than league average as a hitter. His OPS plus, 103. He always leaves you wanting more. His career OPS plus is 109, just 9% better than league average. And let me tell you, he's more than 9% better from a talent standpoint than the rest of the league. This guy, according to Bob Walk, he said it time and time again, has Hall of Fame talent. And he's yet to fully live up to that Hall of Fame talent. And so my question for Yins this morning at 412-928-9370, will this be the highlight of O'Neill Cruz's career? 412-928-9370. I want to be optimistic that it won't be, because where he is in terms of accomplishment relative to his talent level, he ain't even scratching the surface. And this is only his second full season in Major League Baseball. I'd like to remain optimistic that this guy can achieve his potential, which is to say, be a 40-40 guy. Can you hit me 240, hit 40 homers, and steal over 40 bags? He's got the stolen base thing down. He got 29 already at the break. He might get to 60 this year. He's going to get to 50 this year. I wanted him to be a 30-30 guy. He's on pace to fall just short of that. I think only five players in the history of the game have gone 40-40. He's got that capability. Do you think he will ever achieve his potential? 412-928-9370. Now, I know, because I said he didn't deserve to be there last week, that people have dubbed me an O'Neill Cruz hater. But lest we forget, when O'Neill Cruz made his debut, literally one game into his major league career, I said, give him the Wander Franco deal. Pay this guy now, because he's so talented that should he reach that potential, you'll never be able to keep him. Lest we forget that when Jason Stark, who tweeted after the home run derby, or after Cruz was done at the derby, he led the event in wows. Jason Stark wrote like a month ago for The Athletic, imagine if O'Neill Cruz actually arrives. And I defended Cruz. And this was, I guess, a little over a month ago, when Cruz had like an 840 OPS and was on pace to be a 40-40 guy. I said, yo, he has arrived. Only a handful of players in Major League history have ever gone 40-40. This guy's on pace to do it. What more do you want from him? I actually defended O'Neill Cruz earlier this season. I said to pay him when he was a rookie. I am not an O'Neill Cruz hater. I am not like Andrew Filippone, whom I love, by the way. I'm not like Pony saying, oh, I can't even root for this guy in the Derby. No, I was rooting for him last night. But I think it's a fair question. Was last night the apex of O'Neill Cruz's career? Was that the best version of O'Neill Cruz we will ever see? Or will he achieve his full potential in the major leagues? 412-928-9370. A career OPS plus of 103, 3% better than league average. A career OPS plus of 109, 9% better than league average. He's not a bad player. He's an above average player that when he gets hot, looks like he could be one of the best players in the sport. And I'm just wondering, when will that even out? When can we expect more consistency from O'Neill Cruz? Will we ever get more consistency from O'Neill Cruz? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Here's a text. Yasiel Puig 2.0, bud. He's not a baseball player and never will be. Great athlete. I have a tough time thinking that O'Neill Cruz will ever reach his potential. And a lot of that has to do with the Pittsburgh Pirates. If he had legitimate lineup protection, I think that would go a long way. He doesn't. It's one of the worst offenses in baseball. It's one of the worst offenses in Pirates history. Little lineup protection, I think, would help him. Here's why I do think it's possible. I'm not one of these guys who thinks O'Neal doesn't work hard. Now, there are some moments where he's lax out there. He misplayed that routine ball in center field on a Friday night a few weeks back and then didn't chase after it. A couple days later, winds up not running hard to first base. He said he didn't know how many outs there were. That's not an excuse. You can't have those mental lapses. So there have been moments like that for Cruz. But I do actually think he's a hard worker. And I think it's evidenced by his improved play, significantly so, in center field. In the second half of the season last year, he was putrid out there. At the beginning of this season, it was an adventure anytime a ball was hit out there. I think he's playing a pretty doggone good center field right now. You don't get there without working your tail off. And you hear Greg Brown go on with the PM team, and we've had John Wehner on every week and Neil Walker every week, and they talk about how he's out there working his butt off to get better in center field. I don't think his failures are because he doesn't care. I don't think his failures are because he's not working hard, which does give me a little bit of optimism that last night isn't going to be his career highlight. But I'm a pessimistic person by nature. When we plan vacations, I worry about the drive. When we flew to New Orleans in February, I was afraid about some horrific plane incident going down. I don't often see the good. I often see the bad. And while there are reasons for optimism for Cruz, like this being his second full season in the majors, and him working his butt off to be better in center field, hopefully translating to him working his butt off to be better in the batter's box, I do worry that this is going to be the apex of his career. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. I want your calls, texts, and tweets on this. Best caller on this subject will win a pair of tickets to an awesome event. So get in line at 412-928-9370. Up next, in addition to your calls, texts, and tweets, we're going to get into one of the reasons why the Pirates haven't contended in the Ben Cherington era, and it's something we rarely, if ever, mention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
O'Neal Cruz, one of the stars of the Home Run Derby last night. Cal Raleigh won the thing, the big dumper. He leads the majors in homers. First ever catcher to win the Home Run Derby, and thus that makes him the big star. But right under him was O'Neal Cruz, who hit 21 homers in round one, including a 513-foot blast. I actually was worried for fans in right field. That thing was screaming off the bat. It's hitting that chicken place out there and ricocheting almost back into the field of play. 500 feet away, and it's almost winding up back on the field. That thing had some sizzle to it, and it was a blast to watch. It's great for O'Neal. It's great for Pirates fans. It was entertaining, and that's what the Home Run Derby is all about. And I don't want to necessarily spin this negative, and you, the listener, can maybe change the tone of the thing here, but I'll ask the question again at 412-928-9370. When we look back on O'Neal Cruz's Pirates career, is last night going to be the highlight of it? 412-928-9370. I saw somebody last night, I'm efforting to find the tweet, put out there that the Pittsburgh media treats O'Neal Cruz with a ton of disrespect. And I want to walk that line here. I don't want to be disrespectful to O'Neal Cruz. He's incredibly talented. And we got a text during the break at 412-928-9370. O'Neal Cruz is dumb. I don't think O'Neal Cruz is dumb. I think that is unfair. I think that is disrespectful. O'Neal Cruz is not a dumb guy. O'Neal Cruz doesn't speak English. And people conflate that. And that's nonsense. O'Neal Cruz, I don't think, has the best baseball IQ. He's much more talented than a guy like IKF. IKF has great baseball IQ. Andrew McCutchen, a hell of a player. How many times in Andrew McCutchen's career, especially early, was he throwing to the wrong base or not hitting the cutoff man? That happened a lot. Andrew McCutchen, for all of his considerable talents and his wonderful Pirates career, not the best base runner. Sometimes guys are blessed with incredible baseball IQ. Sometimes you're not. I don't think O'Neal Cruz has the best baseball IQ, but I know enough people who cover him regularly. Jason Mackey's been down there a lot. Noah Hyle's down there every day because he's on the beat. They don't think he's a dumb guy. So that criticism is unfair. The baseball IQ, I think, is fair game. And at times he has shown that he lacks that. At times he's been lax. At times O'Neal Cruz has forgotten how many outs there are. He's thrown to the wrong base. He's given up on plays. Those things are all true, and I don't think it's unfair to bring them up. It's like when Deontay Johnson wouldn't put forth full effort, or some of the stuff George Pickens did. And George is probably the better comp because of his talent level. Ryan Clark once said that George Pickens could be the most talented player in the entire NFL, or the most talented wide receiver in the entire NFL. So I think it's fair to question O'Neal's baseball IQ and to say he hasn't lived up to his potential without actually insulting the man. 412-928-9370. I'm going to lean toward the side of, yeah, that is going to be the highlight of his Pittsburgh baseball career. Last night, being the talk of all of baseball, his brief moment in the sun, But if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear why, because I would love for this dude to hit 40 homers. I would love for this dude to steal 50 bases. It's within his ability. But he's not on pace to do those things this year. He's sitting near the Mendoza line. He's got an OPS hovering right around 700. He's got a wins above replacement that's good, but far from great, and his talent is that of a great baseball player. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, no, it was not the highlight of his career. Next year when he wins it will be the highlight. Okay, fair enough. He might. In fact, I wouldn't put it past him. You could see him fatiguing late in the process yesterday because it's 8 million degrees and he had never done it before. Maybe he does win the Home Run Derby next year. But how about his on-field career for the Pittsburgh Pirates? Well, anything he does on the field as a Pirate in a regular or postseason game outshine what he was able to do last night or outshine perhaps an eventual Home Run Derby championship. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I told you there's one reason that we don't talk about enough for why the Pirates have failed under Ben Cherington. We will get to that coming up in about 7 minutes, but right now your call's at 412-928-9370. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. Let's go to Ryan in Greensburg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Carly, what's up? Listen, as much fun as it was for us to watch him hit a 500-foot home run last night, Cherington needs to be on the phone right now with every other team in baseball because his trade stock will never in his career ever be higher than it is at 6:28 this morning.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, Ryan, and I appreciate the call. I am not doing that. While I don't think that O'Neill Cruz will ever play up to his talent level, the team can't hit. He's still an above-average major league hitter. You've got three of them right now, four if you include Nick Gonzalez. It's a smaller sample size for purposes of this conversation. Because I like Nick, I will say that you've got four. And Andrew McCutchen might not even be here next year. I can't be trading a bat. I just can't. And if I had to trade a bat, it would be Brian Reynolds because he's making $100 million, and then I could spend that money elsewhere. But O'Neill Cruz is still kind of a lottery ticket, right? I don't think he's ever going to be what he could be. But you need to bet on him becoming that guy if you're Ben Cherington, if you're Bob Nutting, if you're the next general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can't hit as a team, and you've got a dude who's got the potential to hit 40 bombs and steal 50 bases. You can't be trading that. You just can't. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Ryan, though? Would you be shopping O'Neill Cruz right now if you're Ben Cherington? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So the two questions for you. Will Cruz ever outshine last night's performance in a regular or postseason game or in his regular postseason career with the Pirates? And would you consider trading O'Neill Cruz like Ryan? I would not. 412-928-9370. That and an under-discussed reason why Ben Cherington has been failing as a Pirates GM when we come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back. O'Neal Cruz gets bested by Cal Raleigh last night. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, wins the home run derby. O'Neal Cruz, though, put on quite the show. It was a joy to watch. 21 homers in round one, including a 513-foot blast. But the question is, at 412-928-9370, will that be the highlight of his Pirates career? And I hope that's not the case. Bob Walk has said that O'Neal Cruz has Hall of Fame talent. Earlier this season, he was on pace for a 40-40 season. Only five players have ever done that before in the history of Major League Baseball. That would put him in rarefied air. He's got that kind of talent. Will he ever do stuff like that while with the Pittsburgh Pirates? 412-928-9370. It's a Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. It might be six. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And then we had Ryan call us up in the last segment and say they should trade him now. No, you can't trade him. You are 30th in the league in runs scored. You are 30th in the league in dead last, I should say, which is 30th in the league in OPS and in slugging. You're 27th in batting average, 26th in on-base percentage. You can't be trading incredibly talented players. That just doesn't make sense. You can't hit. You've got four hitters on the team. Andrew McCutchen, Brian Reynolds, O'Neal Cruz, and Nick Gonzalez. You're supposed to add hitting, not subtract from your lineup. And a guy who does have the potential to hit 40 homers. No, I'm not trading. Can't happen. And he's not expensive either, which shouldn't matter, but it does. 412-928-9370. Real quick before we get to the phones, because they are stacked right now. I said there's something that has happened in the Ben Cherington era that we don't focus on enough. And by no means am I defending Ben Cherington or Pirates ownership or anything like that. But they haven't had a winning season in the 6 years that Ben has been at the helm of this thing. Last year, they were 48-48 at the All-Star break, a game and a half out of a playoff spot. They cratered in the second half. They're 19 games under 500 this year, 13.5 back from a playoff spot, 18.5 back in the division. And we blame Ben Cherington, and we should. This lineup is historically awful. We blame ownership because they don't spend enough money, and that's true. They have only spent $89 million on the roster this year. But because we are so cynical, and rightfully so, about the state of Major League Baseball and the financials and the Pirates and the way that they've always done business, we don't blame players enough for underachieving. Brian Reynolds has been a disaster this season. He's the highest paid player in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he is woefully underperforming his career averages and woefully underperforming his expectation. I reference OPS Plus because it's a good catch-all stat that compares a player directly to other players at their position. If your OPS Plus is 100, you are a league average player. O'Neill Cruz is at 103 this year. Not great, but slightly above average. O'Neill Cruz in his career, 109. Getting better. Probably flirting with the good territory. Not even slightly above average. Brian Reynolds this year has an OPS plus of 82. He is 18% below league average. He has a WAR of -0.8. Replacement level players are better than Brian Reynolds has been this year. His OPS is 656. His slugging percentage isn't above 400, and the guy's making $100 million. We don't talk about players underperforming enough when they're Pittsburgh Pirates. We blame ownership, we blame the GM, and we should. But we don't talk about the guys who underperform. And Brian Reynolds being bad this year, and he's been bad, ain't the team's fault. That's his fault. And he always gets off to slow starts. But even still, he's an 18% above league average player in his career. He's been a very good player for the Pirates. This year, he's been dreadful. O'Neill Cruz, hitting around 200. He's better than that. He's more talented than that. We don't talk enough about guys underperforming. We find a way to blame the Pirates for it. There's enough blame to go around. Believe me, if you listen to the show for longer than a fart, you know we blame the organization for stuff all the time. But they expected Reynolds to be good this year. He's been bad. That ain't on them. They expect O'Neill Cruz to morph into a superstar. He's got the talent to do so. That's more on him than it is on them. Now, lineup protection would go a long way. I'm sure better coaching would go a long way. Derek Shelton and the old hitting coach, they didn't develop a single guy. It is on them. But there's got to be personal responsibility for a guy like Cruz. There's got to be personal responsibility for a guy like Brian Reynolds. And us in the media and us as fans, we got to do a better job of criticizing the player, too, when they're not living up to expectation. 412-928-9370. Vinny in Springdale wants to join the conversation. Hi, Vinny. Good morning to you, bud.
Good morning, Crowley. Good to hear you today.
Thanks, pal.
I was right. I'm a pony backer on this Cruz thing.
Sure.
But listening to you this morning, maybe we're not getting it. Maybe, you know, baseball's changed. Because we used to think 300 was a great average. It's down to 250, 245. We used to think a complete game was great for pitching. Now we're looking for them to get out of the fifth inning.
Yeah.
You know, so as of today's game, maybe Cruz, maybe I was wrong, maybe Cruz is what we need here, and we need to give him more time. Because you changed me on that today.
Well, they do need to give him more time. There's no doubt about that, because you're not going to find a player, you're not going to sign a player who's as talented as O'Neill Cruz. Thank you for the call, Vinny, at 412-928-9370. That is not going to happen. And he makes a very good point, does Vinny. The standards that we hold our players to now have to be different than they were in 1979 or 1990 or 2001. Ichiro won the MVP with 262 hits, and he's hitting well over 300, but his career OPS is below 800. He was a hit tool guy with a great arm and a great run tool. By today's measure, I'm not saying he's below average, but we would put him in a bucket alone. Like, you have Luis Arraez in San Diego, who's the only guy that's like a relative comp even, who's a high batting average dude with not a lot of power. There aren't a lot of those guys walking around, and it pains me because I like the way baseball used to be. But that's why, and I've done so at a nauseating rate this morning, I understand that. That's why I reference OPS Plus, because it measures you against your contemporaries at your position at the time that you play. O'Neill Cruz is 3% better than league average. What he could be is Kyle Schwarber, who hit 197 in 2023, but also hit 47 homers with an 817 OPS. In 2022, Kyle Schwarber hit 218 with 46 bombs. Now, the last 2 years, he's actually hit for a higher average around 250. But those two seasons that I just referenced from Kyle Schwarber, that's what I want to see out of O'Neill Cruz. Now, maybe 46, 47 homers is asking a bit too much. But can you hit me 40 and hit 212? That's in there for O'Neill. There's just a little too much, maybe a lot of too much, swing and miss. Can you be closer to Kyle Schwarber? That's how good this guy could be. Dave in the car and others will get to you coming up next at 412-928-9370. Would you consider trading O'Neill Cruz? That's a question we've thrown out there. Also, do you think last night, him providing that wow factor will be the highlight of his career in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform, even though technically he wasn't wearing a Pirates uniform? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event that we'll tell you about. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this coming up next. And then I know Harry and I are going to bitch, moan, and complain about the format when we come back. And I got to crush the broadcast, too. Texter, Crawley. Cruz is 26. He's not that young anymore. He should be heading into his prime. I think what you see now is all you get. I hope there's a little bit more for O'Neill. Because you saw it last night. He's so damn tantalizing. When he's playing his best ball like he was early in the season, you can't name five players in the entire sport more fun to watch than that guy. Like, Ellie De La Cruz comes top of mind, and then, of course, Judge and Stanton, and, well, you can name some more if you'd be so inclined. That big dumper's pretty fun to watch, but in a different way. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I am concerned about the age. He'll be 27 next year. He'll turn 27, in fact, in October, which isn't super young anymore. And because of injury, this will only be his second full season in the majors. And if he were 24 and it was his second full season, you would say, this guy's going to hit 40-40 for sure. I'm not sure about that. 412-928-9370. What'd you think about the broadcast last night, Harry? What'd you think about the format?
So I didn't really catch too much of the broadcast. Like, it wasn't.
Oh, you were out and about. You were drinking beers with all the stars from the celebrity softball event.
Well, yeah, I was watching from the Wild Things, one of their locker rooms. So we didn't really hear.
Real quick on that, because I forgot to bring it up earlier in my opening monologue, and I wanted to bring it up. A ton of professional athletes in that locker room last night, former and current. All of them glued to the screen when O'Neill Cruz was hitting the ball 513 feet. And so when professional athletes are in awe of something, you'd be silly to not be entertained by that same thing. He's got the flair. He's got the talent. Anyhow.
Yeah, so in terms of the camera angles, I thought that they were a little not great. I mean, sometimes they were delayed. And, you know, and following the balls, traveling, I mean, it's hard.
That above anything else, makes it a kind of tough watch. Like, back in the day, you'd get 10 outs, and you would get to see the ball fly, travel, and land, and it would be on the full screen. Now, you don't see where half the damn balls land, and you don't know if it's going to be gone right away. You can tell most of the time because these are big, strong dudes, and we've watched enough baseball to know. But then it's on the half screen. I thought Mike DeFabo from The Athletic, our buddy there, summed it up perfectly, too, from a broadcast standpoint. He wrote, home run derby announcers in 2025. With a launch angle of 46 degrees and a bat speed of 103, he hit that ball 476 feet. He said, home run derby of my youth. Back, gone. Chris Berman, the GOAT. And I think eventually there was some oversaturation with Chris Berman. I would take him over Ravitch and that crew last night every single time. And I would take the old format over last night's format every single time.
Well, it's not the format that's the reason why the production quality is no good.
No, no, they're separate, but they're both annoying to me.
If you have technology to like follow a golf ball when it's hit in, you know, those the golf broadcasts, you could put a camera in a different place.
Yeah, and you could meld the two, Harry. I know exactly what you're saying. You could have the old format. We could all get to see the ball land. You could bring Chris Berman out of his like partial retirement, and you could still do all the ball tracking, flight tracking, StatCast stuff. That, to me, would make for the perfect home run derby. That and, frankly, a few more All-Stars.
I like the clock format. I don't like what they're doing with it now with mixing outs with the clock. And then they limit the pitches of the pitcher as well.
So well, and this could be on me because we were at the celebrity softball event beforehand. I only caught the back half of the derby, but I didn't know why they were getting more outs at the end. And I'm not asking for you to explain. I didn't know why they were getting them. And Ravitch, he probably explained it earlier, but you need to reset that, buddy. Like, oh, he's earned an extra out. Well, why the frig did he earn an extra out? Jeff Hathorn going to join us at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I promised we'd get to Dave in the car, and so we will, and we are right now. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, Crowley, you asked if that would be his highlight as a Pirate.
Yeah.
Sadly, it very well may be, because so much depends on what they put around him. Think if you're an opposing pitcher, he's about the only guy that strikes any fear into your heart.
Yep.
And so it's amazing he hits as well as he does with the historically anemic offense that surrounds him.
I'm with you, Dave.
Well, maybe his highlight is a Pirate.
You know what, dude? If Brian Reynolds were having a typical Brian Reynolds season and you just plugged him behind O'Neill Cruz, that would offer a level of protection that he hasn't had all season long. So I do totally agree with that. A lot of people are texting in that bad coaching is part of this, and I panned Derek Shelton and the old hitting coach in a previous segment for their lack of ability to be able to develop O'Neill Cruz. And listen, Rome wasn't built in a day, but I do find it staggering and concerning that O'Neill Cruz, since May 1st, is hitting below 200. O'Neill Cruz has actually been a worse hitter with Donnie Kelly as manager than he was with Derek Shelton. So it can't all be on leadership. 412-928-9370. We'll revisit O'Neill Cruz later on in the show. Rob Manfred talked about some competitive balance in Major League Baseball, specifically referenced the Pirates. We'll get to that later on. There's a new wide receiver that could be on the block that the Steelers absolutely should, easy for me to say, be interested in. So we'll get to all that over the course of the show. Jeff Hathorn to touch on some of those subjects coming up next. He's our sports director, and he's a swell man. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.